You and I have talked a lot through this last season, and every time we talked, you made it so clear to me that this was you sort of taking control of your life.
Yeah.
Why was that such a big theme for you this year?
Because I allowed, you know, people to tell me what to do and advise me to do this. And now, by me, you know, being able to take control of my career, you know, any decision that I make, mm-hmm. you know, I can sleep at night. I'm good, you know, and that was the biggest thing for me. Then I was having a lot of regrets, and man, I think I should have did it my way, you know, or I should have, you know, did this differently. But now it's like, you know, when I do it my way, I'm able to sleep at night and not care what other people's opinions are.
What we think about Anthony Davis is this: there is no more complete basketball player in the game. To sit here next to him and think he's going to be on our team and he's going to be a pillar in this franchise for many years is just something we're incredibly proud of.
At your introductory press conference, they introduced you as someone who they hope will be a pillar of the Lakers for a decade to come.
Yeah.
You're only signed through this season.
Yeah.
Do you think you will be a pillar of the Lakers for years and years to come?
Honestly, Rachel, I'm just focused on this season. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I have 1 year here. So I'm going to make the best of this year, and when that time comes around in, you know, the summer or, you know, whenever the season's over, hopefully around, you know, mid-June, you know, after we just had this parade and, you know, I need a couple of days to think, you know, then we can, you know, talk about that. But until then, you know, I'm trying to do whatever I can to help this team win this year.